Start by placing a stable chair in an area where you will have enough space to move freely. Sit down and get comfortable in the space. Take a few moments to clear your mind. Let's start by focusing on your breathing, taking a few deep, relaxing breaths before we begin. Good. Remember to breathe naturally throughout the program and not to hold your breath. Let's begin. Inhale. Lift your arms, raising them as high as you can, very gently and slowly. And if you can, past your shoulders. Bring your hands together and guide them down towards the center of your body. Let's repeat this, lifting up, hands together, and guiding them down. Let's finish by guiding your arms back down to the side of your body. Focusing on your head, bring your ear a little closer to your shoulder. Hold the stretch. And return to center. Let's repeat to the other side, gently dropping your ear to your shoulder. Hold this stretch and return to center. Gently look to the side. You may feel a stretch or tension release. Return to center. Repeat, gently looking to the other side, holding your stretch, and return to center. Drop your head gently to your chest and hold, feeling more tension leave that area. Return to center. Repeat gently, dropping your head forward. And return to center. Bring your attention to your shoulders and think about making small, gentle circles forward, starting with small circles and increasing them, remembering that even the smallest of movements can be beneficial. Now reverse this circular movement back, making small, gentle circles and increasing them, and feel the tension start to ease. Repeat this a few times. Placing both hands on one thigh and using your body's midsection, gently look to the side, turning your head, shoulders, and chest. Feeling a lengthening of your spine, and hold. Come back to center. Now place your hands on the other thigh and gently turn your head, shoulders, and chest to the other side, feeling your body lengthen. Come back to center. Now repeat these moves two more times. First to one side, and now the other. With larger movements, reach your arms behind you while you bend forward from the hips, keeping your back straight. Reach down to the best of your ability, with comfort and no pain, and picture scooping water from beneath you. And slowly sit back up, splashing the water over your shoulders. Good. Let's do that 2 more times. If you are able to stand, using your hands, lean forward and lift yourself out of the chair, focusing on the large muscle groups in the tops of your legs, and stand up. Now move to one side of the chair. Holding gently onto the chair for balance, or sitting in your chair, extend one leg forward as if moving your foot through a shallow pool of water. Back and forth, back and forth. Repeat this a few more times. Using the same leg, gently glide your leg through this shallow pool of water from side to side in front of you. Repeat with gentle, slow, easy movements a few more times. Now, keeping this leg extended in front of you, flex your toes up and point your toes down. Feeling the tension in your calf flexing up and releasing by pointing down. Repeat this again. Up and down. Up and down. Now move to the other side of the chair. Holding gently onto the chair for balance, extend your other leg forward as if moving your foot through a shallow pool of water. Back and forth. Back and forth. Repeat a few more times. Now, using the same leg, glide your leg through this water from side to side in front of you. Repeat with gentle, slow, easy movements a few more times. Keeping the same leg extended in front of you, flex your toes up and point your toes down. Feel the tension in your calf flexing up and releasing by pointing down. Up and down. Repeat a few more times. Returning to the front of your chair, we're going to use the large muscles in the tops of our legs to squat up and down. Leaning slightly forward, slowly lower yourself into your chair, being mindful to let your weight sit in your heels as you lower yourself down. Now, slightly leaning forward, lift yourself up out of your chair to a standing position, concentrating on your large muscle groups. Let's repeat that. Slowly sitting back down. And raising yourself up. And sitting back down. While sitting, place both hands under one knee and gently bring your knee up towards your chest while keeping an erect posture. If you have a hip or back problem, you may want to just lift your knee without using your hands. Feel a gentle stretch in your hip and buttock area. Hold for 2 or 3 seconds. And then place your leg back on the floor. Change legs and put your hands under your other knee and lift up. And then place your leg back on the floor. Let's do this one more time, remembering to keep your posture. First one side, and then the other. Now, slide slightly forward in your chair, crossing your arms in front of your chest, or holding on to the sides of your chair. Lean back very slowly, about 45 degrees, using your abdominal muscles. Hold. And return to center. Repeat a few more times. Lean back very slowly, about 45 degrees. You should feel your abdominal muscles tighten, but only go to what is comfortable. Abdominal work can be that easy. Extending one foot in front of you, rotate your ankle in one direction. Feel the tension release. And now in the other direction. Placing your foot on the floor slightly in front of you, gently lean forward as if making a little bow, and stretch the hamstrings in the back of your knee. Move slowly, gently, and comfortably. Hold this stretch for a few seconds. Return to center. Do this one more time, going a little deeper if you can. Return to center. Now, extend your other leg in front of you for ankle rotations. Rotate your ankle in one direction. And now in the other direction. Now do a hamstring bow by placing that foot slightly in front of you. Gently lean forward as if making a little bow. You should feel a stretch in the back of the knee. Move slowly, gently, and comfortably. Hold the stretch for a few seconds. Return to center. Try this one more time. And if you can, go a little deeper. And return to center. Take a deep breath in and out. Now, lifting both arms up over your head, if you can, drop one arm to your side. Take the lifted arm and move it towards the center of your body, giving you an added stretch. Hold. Good. Now, moving to the other side, lift the other arm up and move it towards the center, holding that stretch. Return to center. Repeat this again on both sides. First one side, then the other. Return to center. Now, let's bring the arms in front of our body and bend your arms at the elbows, moving your arms towards your shoulders, making a gentle fist and curling your fist. Extend your arms back out and hold this position. Feel that stretch in your forearms and the back of your hands. Let's repeat this a few more times, bringing your arms forward, curling your fists inward, and extending your arms out. Now, keeping your arms extended, or dropping them to rest on your legs if you wish, Rotate both wrists in a circular direction one way. Then the other way. Now, lifting your arms out to the side of your body as if they were wings, move them back. Opening your chest and holding the stretch for a few seconds, remembering to keep your shoulders soft and relaxed. Bring your arms to the front of your body and repeat. Now, release your arms down. Take a deep, relaxed breath in and out. Lift your arms, raising them as high as is comfortable, very gently and slowly. Bring your hands together and guide them down towards the center of your body. And finish by bringing your arms down through the center, exhaling as you do. And now you're done.